The driveway of the New London Barn Playhouse is alive with the sound of music sets being created.
One of the challenges we have at the barn is that we really don't have a modern set shop. What ends up, a lot of stuff being made in the driveway.
Tom DeMille, who's president of the theater board, checks in with set designer Rosie Isquith, who sits on the driveway painting archways.
I am making fake molding out of cardboard, fabric, and glue. This is for Sound of Music. I know that some nuns stand and sing in them.
She works around the clock. I've never been to the theater when she wasn't there. 10 o'clock at night, 6 o'clock in the morning.
DeMille leads me through the back entrance of the barn into a small alcove, lined with black and white photographs of former Barneys, past performers who've come and gone.
This gal here is Cindy Johnson, CJ, everybody calls her, and she played Gypsy in the 1981. She came to the show the other night. She is now the associate pastor of the First Baptist Church down the street. So from stripping on Main Street to preaching on Main Street.
DeMille's own career has moved in the opposite direction. For 40 years, he was a lawyer on Main Street, and now he's performing in the barn's current revival of Gypsy.
I think it's my 14th crusty old guy role. Some of them are not crusty, I'm just grumpy.
Is that a natural fit for you?
Yeah, it seems to be. Some people say they don't notice the difference. They say, when are you going to start acting, you know?
But DeMille isn't a typical Barney.
One of our missions is the training of young professionals. So you take these kids, you put them with somebody like Annie T, who's got the Mama Rose part in the show, who's been on Broadway, who's an unbelievable actress, and the training is incredible.
The actor Taye Diggs is a former Barney, as is NPR's own Ari Shapiro.
He was here, and a friend of his said, well, you know, there's a thing down in Washington where you read news. He thought he was going to dance and sing, but he's found a very successful niche.
As we cross the dark stage, DeMille recites the barn's history. Built in the 1820s, for its first 100 years, the barn was filled with hay and cows. But in 1933, Mount Holyoke College drama teacher Josephine Edder Holmes came to New London and turned it into a makeshift theater.
And she was part of the Little Theater Movement. Well, I read somewhere there were 730 summer theaters during the height of all this. And now, in that same area from Maine to Pennsylvania, there might be 30. But anyhow, she came up, she did just 3 shows, and she loved it so much she bought this barn that winter.
DeMille pauses at the edge of the stage, hearing faint music beneath his feet. Below us in the orchestra pit, music director Trevor Pierce sits alone at a keyboard wearing headphones.
I'm programming the synthesizer for Sound of Music in 16 going on 17. I'll play all like the... playing like the extra instruments like pizzicato strings, or sometimes every so often there'll be like a harp gliss that'll be like, and then I'll press a button and a harp gliss will go, or things like that.
Artistic director Keith Coughlin comes on stage to do a rundown of the summer season. Gypsy, Sound of Music, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Steel Magnolias, followed by a musical Coughlin himself will direct based on the novel Charles Dickens was writing when he died, The Mystery of Edwin Drood.
And when the unfortunate moment happens in Charles Dickens' novel where he passed, we then turn it to the audience, and they get to vote on how the evening will end.
A new ending every night, Coughlin says. The season finishes with Forever Plaid. Down the road at a large hall at Colby Sawyer College, the cast rehearses.
And can I have all dancing couples upstage, please?
Stage manager Bray Singleton says the performers rehearsing Sound of Music today will all be on stage in Gypsy tonight.
We're working on the party scene that happens at the end of Act 1. It's where the kids come out and sing So Long Goodbye.
Farewell. Yeah.
Farewell. So long farewell. It's been a long day.
With the performers in position, director Carol Dunn sets them into action.
Raise the stakes. Big party. Fun. Joy. Okay, here we go.
Come along, children. The party's started.
Back at the barn's main stage, lawyer-turned-actor Tom DeMille describes what he says is one of his favorite places in the world.
I like to think of this as like Fenway Park. It's just this comfortable part of your life when you grow up. The barn's like that. You know, there's no seat that's further than 35 feet away from the stage. So when we did Les Mis here, it was unbelievable. And you just felt like you were part of the French Revolution.
For its first 100 years, the barn was just a barn. Now, on summer nights, the barn becomes everything it never was. Tonight, a burlesque house. next week, an Austrian hillside. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.